I get to walk.
No fires for you?
What? Fires? My kids want to go on a vacation. I'm like,
good night, showers. Yeah. The air is good.
You're sure about Heinemann's shul?
We have tomorrow.
You have tomorrow something?
Yeah, every year they do it. The grand finale comes about for the winter.
Tomorrow?
Barbecue,
raffles, hadlaka, music. You don't do a hadlaka by day, you do a hadlaka at night.
Every school does a hadlaka by day. Could it, not a liquor.
What do you, a litvak?
Our shoes doesn't actually dance.
So, yeah. Isn't Barry moving?
Is he what?
He's moving this way now.
Yeah.
His house is ready?
Yeah.
He's moving to his house?
He's moving to his house.
He's ready?
Yeah. I can't believe it that he could do it so fast.
No. Is it really ready or it's not finished? Not finished.
Everything's done.
Who?
It's all done.
Oh, no.
He doesn't have window shades yet.
Not done.
It is done. What's not done about it?
I don't know. Can't be.
These light fixtures are in. These moldings are in. These light fixtures are in.
Basement's done?
No, the basement's not done. It's not going to be. Probably doing it with that format, if I had to guess. Why not? He did it himself.
Hey, really?
Whatever. But he's the car he is, so he had to do it himself.
Whatever.
He probably paid what's-his-face 15 grand to use his license. He was there every day, checking on the workers. I guess he didn't find the subs. He's random subs. What are you doing? The only thing he used George was Laguna. And he probably made you pay him to do the studying at his house. No, this is ready, why not? He's ready before Mason. No show tonight, is that right? We build houses fast. My house was ready in 6 months. I had to wait 6 weeks for JCPL. And we moved out the day JCPL set.
And your house was built before COVID, right?
No, during. Mm-hmm. And acted on June 10th of 2020. Okay? I moved out of my house December 30th, my old house. I had all my stuff in a pod on the driveway for 6 weeks.
Recording in progress.
And then I got my electricity. That Friday, I got electricity. It was February 18th. I slept my mattresses into the house. We made the beds, we slept on the floor. I got fire inspection on Monday. So I slept in the house before I got on fire inspection. We went out of the house, we made bedrolls. And we did fire inspection. Ron came down. And he was like, all right, it's good.
Who built the house? Who did it?
My little brother.
Oh.
It was his first house that he did from start to finish.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing fine.
He's happy in Muncie?
I think so. Right?
Picked up some jobs there?
He's not on contract anymore.
What does he do?
He works. He's a manager for a check.
For who?
Some guy in Muncie. First he was doing when he decided he was done being a contractor. The guy was working for 170.
That what?
The first he was working for 170.
Who's that?
170 is Ken Rosenberg. Centers.
Okay.
He decided he had two offers. So he thought if he works for 170, which is a whole bigger thing, it's going to be better for him, whatever. Turns out it wasn't the guy. A couple weeks later, he calls up the other guy. He's the offer's still available. He's like, yeah. He's like, all right, I'm coming over. And that was it. I don't know, he's busy managing projects in Connecticut and stuff like that. So for months he took an effort. It's a joke to drive. It's an hour.
He's happy working for someone who's not a headache.
It isn't a headache. You know why? Because he was too young. He decided he was being huge before he had jobs. Huh. He came back to Texas, y'all, 6 months after the time. He's like, I'm open to pick up. So he needs himself a pickup truck. Before he had any jobs. What are you doing? He was in over his head. He kept him. He used to. I didn't have a place with a conference room for bring my clients down to do presentations and whatever. He had that big screen on the wall and this and that. Whatever, you know.
What does his wife do?
She's like a blogger, recipe developer. I don't know. She does like Instagram for Evergreen and Muncie and promotes brands.
Yeah, children?
No, yeah.
How many years are you married?
Maybe 6 in August. 6. Busy. Busy.
Him or her? If it's home, it's a lot better.
Why?
It just is.
What, emotional?
No. Yeah, with that too.
Halachically or fertility wise?
Fertility wise.
I don't know. I know she can't keep pregnancy.
Well, that's the problem.
I've been pregnant a few times. But it's through IVF also.
So it's not.
Maybe it is his too.
No. Or the apes often. We should say his name every morning, by the way. It's close. What's his name?
Shmuel Ben Minaglima.
Zer Shakilama.
When I went there to Israel last year, I was just getting brachas for him and stuff like that, you know? Like, he went now, Sukkos. When you want the baseline, what do you want?
He bought a house?
Yeah, they bought a house, like the construction coming up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You probably were made aware of those having kids walking around.
Yes, no, he lives in New City, so there's only like 30 from families there. It's not even Muncie. They lived in Coventry first. You know how hard it is? They want to help you left the
country.
People don't have to watch the art sense. They don't need no things like whatever. It's like, oh no, you have to come to us for Shabbos.
That's a disaster.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, the Gortzman's involved, but still, how much can you be involved?
Okay.
He's an old man in a young person's body now.
Who?
My little brother.
Why?
Stan was it, but then he's like in his head. So, first of all, when you don't have kids, you have to spend so much more time with your wife. Right? And you have to talk about so many different things, and you have to deal with so many issues. Right? What do you think when you go out with your wife? You go out to eat, what do you talk about?
The kids.
The kids. What are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with that? What is he talking about with his wife? Do
you have to work a lot harder in your marriage?
Yeah. So inside him, he told me once, he's like, we have the best marriage. He told me, he's like, oh, we're kids or whatever, you know.
You have to work very hard in the marriage.
It's a shver emotive, right? You have to spend. There's so much more time you have to spend with your spouse,
right.
And there's no distraction. Right? No distractions whatsoever. You know what it means? Every night you sit at the supper table.
And he probably doesn't want to come to you for jobs either, because it probably bothered him about the kids.
Yeah. What do you mean? I mean, about last year? He sat with his wife the whole time, like, totally, like, away. Like, he went up to my house and found the couch to sit on. Like,
You weren't comfortable to meet me.
No.
It's terrible.
Not easy on my parents either. Trust me.
So it happens to me that your parents are in a position that they could make them feel good because your parents are also alone.
Yeah, but still, my parents are always busy with their grandkids. Always.
I know, but your father's in Florida, there's no grandkids, so you can really go there for Shabbos.
Right, they've done that. They've
done that. Because over there, it's them and them.
Kids. Yeah, but then it turns into a conversation about something that like they don't want to talk about necessarily.
Well, why they can't talk about the grandkids.
It goes so far. My mother doesn't post, like, that's my sister and when she goes to visit. My mother doesn't post pictures of the kids on the family.
Of course. Be sensitive.
What happened to the mighty moral?
Very hard. I'll take this one. It's one of them. It's one of them. All right.
We're back to hard gemaras today.
Today's shiur is sponsored the hope of return of Omer Maxim and Arna Esther and Yitzhak and Balamis, Yakim and Fumat Sudanshan and Minna, Sarasim and Bashabel Zershkiyama. What's the name?
Shmuel ben Minna Blima
Zershkiyama, Shmuel ben Rachelesh, find the kidney and Rafal Shumatim and Zis Mechel. And
It's like my but for the restrictions to fall off.
You're a real lit fuck.
I mean, someone asked me, he's like, can I?
For this price, you might as well just grow a long beard and go learn BMG.
Are you allowed to take a haircut tonight?
No.
On a regular weekend,
it's Chilul Shabbos to take a haircut on Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos.
On Sunday, that's the only reason why you're allowed to take one on Friday or
right.
Thursday.
The barbershops are open tonight.
If you're planning on getting a haircut for Matzah Shabbos,
Anyway, Gary, Unzer Gary is making the fire in Marbaksha. He with the twigs, he's the fire expert. His father taught him how to make a TP and he's doing good.
Engineer,
yeah. It's a kunst making a fire, you know what I mean?
You didn't let your kids play with fires when they were kids, and they don't know how to make fire from their
own. I don't know how to make a fire. I have no patience.
I don't know how to make fire.
You have to have patience to make a fire.
I don't know how to make a fire either. Because growing up, we didn't play with fires.
Twigs, no. To make a fire, it lasts. I don't know. He said he brought the lighter stuff because he doesn't have. He wanted to go fast, so usually he wouldn't. He does it with twigs.
They pour oil.
A little spritz.
A little spritz goes a long way. Anyway, today's an amazing Gemara. Really, truly amazing Gemara. Like the Gemara, we're up to Pei Zayin of an hour, right on top by the dot. It's a line and a half into the Amud. So we're talking about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the master Achnasas Orchim. He was the Achnasas Orchim guru.
Now we're continuing with the psukim about in Achronos in Avraham Avinu's situation. So k'siv echo pas lechem, k'siv el abakarot Avraham. So which one was it? Amar Rabbi Elazar mekan shadikim oim at v'oisim harba. And Rishoim, Oim Harba Filum Adena Moisim. So Tzadikim Oim Ma'at Moisim Harba. Marshall says that when you invite a guest to your house, if he knows that you're mushing for him, he feels uncomfortable to come. So Tzadikim is Oim Ma'at Moisim Harba. Don't worry, I have a little challah. What's the big deal if you come? It's not no big deal. Every time I invite Zafrani, he says, "Don't. As long as your wife doesn't make anything extra, I'm coming." You know, so that a guest doesn't want to be what's called. But Lamais, when he comes, you got to fill the plate. You got to make sure you got stuff for him. You know what I mean? You don't just bring a guy who's empty-handed. Risharim is Oyim Harba Afilim Atin Oysim Hanino from Ephraim. The Ikar Ksiv Eretz Arba Meir Shekel Kesef. Losoy Ksiv Ishma Avram Al Ephraim Vishkoil Avram Al Ephraim Sekesef Shdibur Oysim Echeis Arba Meir Shekel Kesef Oyvel Asoicher. Basically,
it's the same price.
He gave him
the same
Abba Meir. Yeah, but he gave him. But he gave him money.
It's the part that was done.
Right, he gave him money.
So that's the
yeah, because he gave him money that's worth 100. Rashi says, somebody says, no, but it's worth 100 times the amount. It's yeah, it's worth.
I mean, if you
say
$400 in Ethiopia, it's
no, worth $400. It's worth it's $400 the world over.
Right, it's worth like crazy money, and that's what he was. What's called? That's what he gave. Now Avraham Avinu did it. No, Rashi doesn't say. That. I saw it somewhere else. But Avraham Avinu did it because Avraham Avinu knew. That Ephraim will go back on the deal. He'll say, what I meant is those coins. You didn't give me those coins. You gave me 400 regular coins. That's nothing. That's only a third of the price. So maybe Avraham Avinu had to do it. Avraham Avinu knew this seicher. He knew this guy was a bum. Ksiv kemach, ksiv soilos. So what was it? So I saw an interesting shot. Menyoda says that Avraham Avinu knew that his wife was not Sarah, you know, like a regular wife. But he wanted to show Chashivas to his wife, so he said, give Kemach, and she said, Soilus? He said, yeah. Means he wanted to show that she's also not Einer Tzara. But Ben Yehuda saw this as a pshat, that the reason why ladies are Einer Tzara but Tzara is because, by Archim, is because they want to talk to their wives. To the husbands. You have guests, you can't talk to your husband. So male, they're hesitant to bring people into the house. Halavaya, you know, today's day and age, you know, today they talk to the phone.
It's just like, it was also the same thing. She didn't want the guests.
Why?
She told the people.
But she was just a Rishanta. She didn't want to talk to her husband. She wanted to cut his feet off.
In my scene, you have guests, you have one guest, you bring out 2 bottles of wine, and your wife looks at you like,
you gonna drink both? If you say another word, I won't.
I can't drink wine anymore. I drink a cup, I'm done. Getting old in the young age. Ksiv lushi vasi ugas ksiv yikechem v'cholov ben abakar v'lechem lo aisa. Where's the bread? L'kamay amar Ephraim maksho talmid shor meir mishmeder meir Avram vinu oichel chulin
b'tahara
haya. And that day v'sari meino aisayan presenido. And they bring down, all the Mepharshim bring down, that he had a certain standard of Heksher in his house. So even though they were Arabim, he still wouldn't serve them. I saw another Pshat, the Mahadik Pshat, that she started making the dough, then she became Pirsanida. But it was Pesach. It was the first day of Pesach.
So it became Chametz.
It became Chametz. She stopped working with the dough. So he couldn't serve them.
Because she stopped working
with the dough. Yeah.
There's another Pshat also. I really didn't want to serve them the bread. Him not eat, because then they'll be uncomfortable. Because he's not eating.
Oh, he's not eating. Vayom al elov ayei sar ishtecha vayom yehine ba'oyel. Where are those psukim? They're around somewhere? Oh, here they are. Ayei. Here. They're trying to make her special in her husband's eyes. Even though we said there's no bread, so why is it kosher bracha? no benching. Some say it was Kiddush for Yontif. That's also Kashal Bracha. Some say that in the old days, before Mount Torah, they used to do Kashal Bracha always. It's always Kashal Bracha. Every meal had Kashal Bracha. Tana Mishnah Rabbi Yossi, Lama Nakat Al Ayoy Shabbat Eilov. If you look at the Pasuk, it says, Vayomru Eilov. So you look at the word Eilov, the third Pasuk on the top, the blue, so you have dots on the Eilov.
They put the dots in?
Yeah. Sorry, so it's interesting. Tosfos, the top Tosfos. Tosfos like explains what the Gemara is trying to say. Tosfos says, Bereishis Rabbah, Ayoy Nakut Lamed, Ayoy Nakut, and Aleph Yud Vav is Nakut, and Lamed ain't a Nakut, like it says in the picture here. Amar Reb Shimon, Kamokam Shatam Moitze, Ksav Rabbah, Ala Nakuda at Der Saksav. The Kanshat Nakuda Rabbah at Der Sanakuda. Interesting, no? Concept. So Ayoy Avram, or Zara, Kishem Shamul Avram, Ayoy Sara, Kacham Lusara, Ayoy Avram, Vachanam Avapir Shacha. Aval Pish Kuntas the Pirs, the Mishmahaka Nokad al Chinam Shaululoi, Kosher, the Linkad al Ayoy Sara, the Ikar Shaila Shaulale. It's in the wrong place.
Not the
Elo. Just? But anyway, that's the limit is because it's more dots than word. There's more dots. The Sigmara says
there's more dots on the top than on the kudus on the bottom.
More dots, right?
On the top than the kudus on the bottom.
Right.
There's three on the top.
Three on top and two on the bottom. Three on top, yeah. Three on top, two on the bottom.
And it depends if you use a comma. Is how many dots is going to consider a comma.
It's only one dot.
Okay, Zotting Amara.
Yes, the old ones, the old straight lines they used to do.
Yeah, then
the cross back in the day before they changed it.
Live in Torah Derechaz. She shall the machsan shalom. You should ask. What's going on with the wife? Amr Shmuel ain't shalom b'shalom isha klal. Ah, you're now allowed to ask shalom isha. I deal by lo shiny. Through a wife is not a problem. Through a husband is not a problem. So tomorrow, acha baloisi hoisli edno. Amr av chizda. Acha shen is bala habosar. The rabbi akmatin is adan habosar is mashu akmatin. Because I gave him karmi. She went back to her young age. Ksiv adan is akar. Ksiv bani zakant. Le moisav akar brochu ka amra e. The Ebshim did not say over what she said. She said, "Adonai Zokin." Hashem changed it. The baby told the baby Shmuel, "God will show him Shafir Kesher Baruch Shirin Boshne Matitzkak Sar Bekirba." But Adonai Zokin Mekseva Yemei Hashem Lavram Vani Zakanti. He didn't. He changed it. Al Shalom. This is like everybody knows. Anybody who's married knows. You go to the store. Your wife says, "What happened to the tomatoes on the list?" And they didn't have tomatoes. I went to three stores. No tomatoes today. I don't know what's going on. So a little bit, you're allowed to deviate from the truth. You know, so that there should be shalom in the house.
Nobody has to know.
The only problem is that when one of the neighbors goes to the store and she says, "By the way, do you see any tomatoes?" "Yeah, tons." I guess they must have just brought them in. You know, you have to have your story good. Anyway, so I have a problem. I don't return stuff to stores. I can't return stuff to stores. I got a problem. Like, don't give me your beans that you bought that are a mistake and the wrong flavor and the wrong thing. It's $1.59. Just throw in the garbage, okay? Chasal said the Pesach. My wife is adamant you got to return it to the store. So my wife gave me a bag of beans and some other stuff. I don't know what. And I just went to the side of the house. I threw in the garbage and I left. My wife takes a picture. She went to throw something out. Then she takes a picture. She sends it to me. You understand? I said, I can't believe it. Who took it out of my car?
you didn't wait a day.
Forget about returning it, you know what I mean? So in the afternoon, Greenspan's here. He says, "You got to have an office for this. This is why you have an office somewhere. You go to your office, in the garbage over there. There's no questions asked. Nobody comes there. Nobody asks.
Some pictures."
It's like I used to go to the gym, Lakewood Gym, before COVID. I used to go there every day religiously. Kids, before Yontem, I wanted to buy my wife a gift. It was a store they called Kayla, whatever. I went in there, I saw something, I took a picture. I sent to my mother-in-law to see what she thinks, you know. She looked nice, what do you think, Malka? I like it, fine. My wife at night calls, is like, "What are you buying me, Pesach?" Nothing.
What are you talking about?
She pulls up her phone. She's like, "What's this?" I'm like, "How'd you get the picture?" She's like, "Our phones are linked. All your pictures are on my phone." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" She's like,
Like, great. Here we go. Here we go.
That's why I have an Android and my wife has an iPhone.
Google Photos.
She doesn't like Google Photos.
Okay, now the phone's separate. My wife got a new phone. One, I didn't care. My wife cares more than me. You know what I mean?
I couldn't care less. Yeah, you have to know what kind of pictures she has on her phone then.
The what?
I have to know what kind of pictures.
Wait,
she has
so on did you ever?
I couldn't care less.
Did you ever tell your wife for $1.59 you're gonna fight with me?
It doesn't work. It's gaitish, I say. My wife has a thing. When you go to a store, call me in case I need something. My wife was in Florida this week, vacation, for 5 days. I happened to go out one day, I had Costco cash, you know, they send the, if you use the card, you get like back money. I had it in my pocket for 3 months. You know what, let me go one day, it was like quiet, at 12 o'clock, Costco's not busy. I'll go there, look around, buy some stuff, and I'll cash in my money. So I cashed the money, I thought I had way more money. I didn't count that the 608 was $6.08. So I only had $3.97 plus $6.08 plus $49, you know, whatever. I spent $400, so I gave back for $3. Fine, whatever. But so I told my wife today the story about the $6.08. She's like, you gonna tell me you're going to Costco?
I have a whole long list.
You're in Florida vacationing. You think I'm calling you that I'm going to Costco? I still have a list on my phone from before I left. Okay. Verstehst?
You have to have the grocery list synced. You don't have that?
No.
How do you do that? What's the grocery? What's the name?
Grocer? What do you have?
No, I just use Google Notes.
And they have it linked.
Yeah, but the last time I went shopping was 9 years ago.
Okay, I go shopping. I don't, not often, but I go. Anyway, okay, right there. So, Eli, is something called a white lie? Is that the word? Of course. Vatoyim mi mila Avram hainika banim soro. How many kids? She had one kid. I think the word is weaning, right? Made a yes. Also, I said it this afternoon. They went nuts on me. I don't know. They changed the word. Also,
suda gadayla
hayu.
They changed the word.
They, I don't know. Suda gadayla hayu. This is not that kid. It's an adoption. Trying to trick Yeah, but Avram ben Meir Shom Yoel probably came from Avimelech. Nepach klas the punish the Yitzchak nimla Avram poskum amru Avram el Yitzchak. And zokta ben Yoel do mar de kechap. So I don't understand. Why didn't Hashem make it that Yitzchak was born looking like Avram Avinu? Zokta, because that wouldn't be a raya. Because they would say, yeah, she was nesahaber from Avimelech, and she was a whole time thinking about Avram. We had the Gemara that when Rabbi Yochanan used to go to the mikveh, kids used to come out looking like him.
They only came out looking good looking, not looking like him.
You could, if you have him in mind, you'll come out looking like him. Azarvite. So Shmuel is no raya. He did it by the party. By the party, they start making jokes, these guys, the bums.
All of a sudden,
boom, the guy changed. One second, what's going on over here? I guess he is a kid. How does a guy change like this?
There's a big
Arachaim
on all this.
Ad Avram, Leo Zakena. Mandava boil, Mishtoi Badi Avram, Mishtoi Badi Yitzchok. Badi Yitzchok, Mishtoi Badi Avram. Also, Avram boy Rachma Bava Zkena. They say this Zkena means Chachma, not Stam. Shnei Avram Zokim Baba Yam. Ad Yaakov have a Chulsha. Also, Yaakov Rachma have a Chulsha. Shnei Yom LeYosef Inavi Chaylo. Means it was a slow process. You don't just croak one day. Ad also Elisha Loya have the Cholish VeEspach. Also Elisha boy Rachma VeEspach. Shnei Elisha Chola as Chol Yashiyomus. He died from the sickness. Mechala the Chola bechalachviti. Turn about him. Shloish Chaloyin Chol Elisha. He pushed him away with 2 hands.
That's the reason why
he
got sick.
That's the reason why he got sick. Because they made fun and he...
They're not supposed to convey a man, right?
Yeah.
So
and the next one was that he was Gira Dum Matinaikis. They made fun, so he Gira Dum. So basically, you see, there was 3 times and he got sick. Ella actually is Chilum Lachot Seva Amalim Amnashi Elochim Alai Ella Pat Kitnius. So basically, the Mishnah said
Mishnah said that Ma'aser B'yechim B'masya, he told his son, go find workers, and he said, he found workers, and he said, guys, we're going to give you lunch. He said, what are you, crazy? What do you want? We got to go to Seared every day? It's a fortune of money. So Mela, he...
Loft. Last time, Mishnah was loft.
Mishnah was loft. Okay, Seared is in now. So Gemara said, he said, go take it back. So Zakti Gemara... Amalei Rachabrei de Rav Yosef Chizda Pat Kitnias Tanan or Pat Vikitnias Tanan. Amalei Lekim Tshuchavav Nidavav Ki Meridya Lilavroyes. It's like a boat needs a guiding steering wheel. This also needs this above to guide it.
Above has to be that big.
No.
Because
the big is the steering wheel. As the oar. Shingle Amer. Ain't it Sarah? It's just a marshal. I call Lasuya Mai. Lasuya Tanan. Circus of Pueblo Amalei Echo Vikshnaim in a year. I say, the guy says, how much you want an hour? I don't know, regular price. Okay, well, who's the regular price? So, nice, like a pocket of skills. Some people get 10, so we get 15. What do you give them? So give them 10. To be very sure. You do in the middle, so you give them $12.50. Now, we're going to a new sugya. Not new sugya. Till now, we're going in what a minig is and what you make up. Now, pass me that mechaschenach, please. Right around, under these two swarms, mechaschenach. So now we're going in what the chiv of the Torah is. This is a very interesting mechaschenach. People who have employees should know this. I have employees, and it's an interesting mechaschenach. So it says like this: Mishor Shah Mitzvah, Lamed Bnei Yisrael.
Which mitzvah?
Tov Kuv Ayin Vav.
Which is
Mitzvah Leinu Laniach Hasocher LeEchav Bezman Schirusim Medvarim Yudum. So there's a chiv to when you have a Yiddish worker. Still my Yiddish worker. They asked me in the afternoon, maybe it's a guy also. There's no reason. You're not allowed to give a guy extra stuff. Why would you give a guy stuff? It's a Yid. So you have a Yiddish worker. You should have a good heart and a good will. It means a guy who's giving and Hashem will give him bracha. The kolshkin shen oisim megedola karka she adam samach by birchas Hashem shnos lo shiyesh harav bezal al ha hanavolo v'al hamezik ramoid. So he's saying not just on the field. The sugya, the mission is going to say there's a chim at Torah when a guy is harvesting your field, which will bring down the psukim that he's allowed to eat from the harvest station. But he's saying the chinuch is saying every overall when you have a worker. And you should let him enjoy from the success. Kolch came from a field. A guy who's bad, and he's not nice to his workers, he's going to end up bad. Very interesting chinuch. That it seems to be that the Eibishter wants you, from this is what he's learning from this mitzvah, Eibishter wants you to treat your workers like... If you're succeeding, treat your workers.
Pass it on.
Pass on success. Very interesting. Chinuch. Zok to Mishnah. So ve elu oichum an atoyra. Ha'oisim mechubel lekarka. If I work for someone mechubel lekarka, v'shas gemar melacha. While I'm harvesting at the end, I'm picking the fruits. Uvatolsh man karka shangim melachtoy. Before zingim melachtoy. Uvadavish gedulim in the arutz. Only stuff that grows new ground. If you're milking a cow, you can't drink from the milk. Ve elu she'ein oichum. Ha'oisim mechubel lekarka. You're not done. Or we tell Shmakakim it's ready to chiy meisters. Or we dabish engedul menaretz, which is.
Because it's
chiy meisters,
like you said.
I don't know. I'm just giving you a thing. No, stop. Once it's done, there's no chiy.
It's not working anymore. You don't.
Right. That's not. You have no right to it. Now, in the Torah says you have a right to do this, to eat, and the Gemara is going to explain that you don't have what the right is. So now the Gemara is going to be like, how do you know b'chlal you have a right? The chsiv. Very important over here. The psukim are very.
Well, I'll tell you what I think.
So it says, "Kisava bekamreacha." When you come to your friend's vineyard, "Velchalta anovim kenavshecha sovecha." You could fill yourself up. "Velkel yichalos." Don't put it into a lunchbox. You're allowed to eat as you can't take anything home. But all you, on the field, you could eat.
None of the stuff is a shavadish. It can't be any worse than that.
Right. So now over here. So much as Ashkelon Kerem is all it says over here. It says Kisav Kerem Recha. How do you know anything else? Call Mila Menolam. Gamrinim Kerem. So much as Ma Kerem Yuchad Dabashigul Karka Shas Kamar Malacha That's a limon. And therefore, because chayav an oilus, that means the Torah said was makbid on the baal bas that he has to give away from this field. So mele by work also has to give away. But mechte is anything else. Gamrina makama. Learn from kama. Gemara says kama guf manol. How do you know kama? So Gemara says another pasuk. The chesiv ki sava be kamas reecho. The kotaf the melil be adecho. It says the chemish le son of al kamas reecho. Chemish means a sickle. Means you could go and break off the top of the wheat, but you can't sickle it because that's already too much. So you see clearly, kama you could do. If kama you could do, you could do everything. So what's it? My the high comma come to the sky bechala. Oh, for the mal comma she can't bechala. So what's it? My the high comma come to the sky bechala. How do you know? Maybe it's talking about quinoa. There's no chala.
No, no
comma. Dilma comma comma achmana. How do you know chala? Ask you, any vegetation. Ask you comma comma. So what's it? No. Look at mamash bashet. What does it say in the pasuk? Shiva shivu is bilach ma'achal chamish bekama. Right by svira. If over there comma means wheat, over here also means wheat. So you're back to square one. So if it's chayav mechala, so maybe that's why you have to give it to your worker. Everything else mechdesik. What's the kain mechiach? Mal kain shechayav ba'ilus. So come to chiach. Because I didn't learn zikra zera tashosh man shekain dovish gulu kaka v'shas gmar malach ha'poyel echa boy. I've called dovish gulu kaka v'shas gmar malach ha'poyel echa boy. In fact, Gemara, you didn't answer the question. Mal tashosh man shekain yesh ben tzah mizbech. You're still off. Because this tzad mizbeach. Now I don't know why it's tzad mizbeach. For some reason, tzad mizbeach.
Because the ayin goes to the rosh.
So what?
So each one has a different not chumra but a different specialty, and that you can't say across the board.
What do you mean? That's just. Numbers. What do you mean? It just means that it's allowed on the mizbeach. It doesn't mean that you don't have to. No, you don't have to give it.
No, it has a specialty. It has something special to it.
I know, but what's special about it? You see, by oil is a chala, the Torah made you give away from your stuff, so we understand.
Here you see, this min is special. I can't learn from this min to other minim.
I know, but what's special about that?
Oil goes on his back. Cucumbers don't go on his back. So who says when the guy's working in the cucumbers, I get the work is allowed to go keep it, allowed to eat from it?
What's the tsushto? I don't know. It's just that you see it's different.
Yeah, you see that this has certain specialty
okay.
to it.
That okay. So Gemara says.
I don't know.
I don't have a clue. Look, but okay, let's see. So Gemara says. Lost a spot. Mal tzah shoshu ken yesh ben tzah mizbech. V'asa na mizayis, this bit tzah mizbech.
So Meiri points out, av she hikur mevoy mishaz from kol shir samin, but kamokim ten kreb on mizbech. So this is the point. It's like we're saying, from the Meiri. The Meiri says that I will bring from all things, you bring the kurim. Bikurim only shiv samin, only shiv samin. But he sees the point is, that there's a sad choshev to it that's not applying to other things because he's asking from Bikurim.
Because it goes on his way. Okay. So Gemara says, Vosin Ami Zayis, this Bitam is Bech. So Gemara says, Vizayis Ma'atzad Osi. Zayis Ma'atzad Osi, Hagufi Kerem Mikri. Zayis is called Kerem, the Siv, by Yiva, by Ya, by.
Look at the poster.
What's over here? Right. So over there it says Kerem Zayas. Amar Papa Kerem Zayas Ikri. Kerem's Kerem Ikri Kerem. Stomala Ikri. Means if it just says Kerem, you can't say that it's Zayas. So anyway, you have to add Shava. Matzav. Anyway, we didn't answer the question. The chermesh. You have the pasuk over here, the second pasuk in Devarim. The chermesh, the rabbi is called by chermesh. V'hai v'chermesh boile b'shas chermesh achol shloi b'shas chermesh loy teichol. Ha'om ve'al kel yichol yisit. And that's only, you learn from al kel yichol, you can't put it in a lunchbox. Nafka tinech, dovar ha'chermesh, the labar chermesh, it doesn't get sickled menolon. Elam ha'mizu ba'am kro, koma, the rabbi is called by chermesh. Ay v'amret, koma, koma, de mechai b'chalo. So come along, listen, what are you coming for? The rabbi's called Bala Kama. Basha come a chemish and a comma, also Kisab bring you back screw one. Kisab come rechel omelie. I'm a rabbi, the halchois of Ketanya, Kisavai. We'll see in a minute. All the halachas that we learn in Africa. It says Kisavai, Nemakambia, Nemlahan Loisavai, Yalla of Hashemesh. Malam Poyal Kazum Daber, Afkan Poyal Kazum Daber. Bekam Reacha, Bele Bekam Kuti. So Moshe Hanik, Laman Amar Gezel Kuti Asur. Hain Desach Kral Mishri. Poyal, Laman Amar Gezel Kuti Mutter, Asher Hashtag Zeel, Mutter, Poyal Mebaya. Michael, Laman Bekam Reacha, Oshel Hektos. You're right. What's the next word? Valchalto, Vele Moitzitz. You can't suck. Why? Because what happens is, the Torah gave you permission to eat. By you sucking out the juice, you know how many apples you need to get a cup of grape juice? You know how many grapes you have to suck to get a cup of grape juice? 5,000. So Torah says you could eat, you could eat. Don't suck it out because then you're wasting my grapes. So that you can't do. Anovim, v'lenovim davarach. You can't dip it in with something because when you dip it in, you eat more. Kenavshecho, kenavshe ba'abayis, kach nashapoyel. Manavshecho eichel, upater, afnavshe ba'apoyel, eichel upater. From Meiser. Savacho, v'lechil is gaso.
Right.
You want to shut that off? I don't know how to shut it off, but he's been mavak.